Good afternoon with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. A weekly COVID-19 update from the State Department of Health and Social Services says Alaska has experienced increasing case counts for 7 straight weeks. The report, which looks at the week of November 8th through the 14th, also says the virus is spreading in most urban and rural locations, and modeling predicts the number of cases statewide will double within the next 39 days or sooner, with a daily growth rate of nearly 2%. The report also notes that while most new infections among Alaskans are from community spread, not travel, positivity rates for travelers getting tested at Alaska airports nearly doubled over the previous 2 weeks. COVID outbreaks continue at 2 state prisons. Alaska Public Media reports that 2 weeks into an outbreak at the Goose Creek Correctional Center in Point McKenzie, there have been 204 cases. There have now been a total of 158 cases at Fairbanks Correctional Center, including 7 recent and still active cases. Department of Corrections spokesperson Sarah Gallagher says regular testing is occurring at both facilities, but some inmates at FCC, where an outbreak began over a month ago, are now refusing to be tested. Next year's budget hasn't been approved yet, but ConocoPhillips Alaska says it's planning to restart some of its drilling projects on the North Slope. KTOO reports that company president Joe Marushak outlined plans at the annual Resource Development Council conference in Anchorage this week. He said by the end of the year, the company plans to restart some drilling on the North Slope, and they plan to build up operations next year.
By the end of 2021, there will be 4 rigs running between GMT2, Alpine, and Kapara. Each rig normally employs about 100 people, and each of those jobs support multiple jobs throughout the state.
Marushak says for the first time since its fields were brought online, Prudhoe Bay, Kaparik, River, and Alpine have no operating rigs. Marushak said 2020 was supposed to be the company's largest exploration and winter construction season ever. I'm Dan Bross.